concerned, it's good.
It's good. We're good, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, we're good. So let's see what Jonathan's up to.
This is Jonathan from Jonathan's Room, where nerdom rules and normalcy drools, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
When I was younger, I had a dragon. We would fly away to places you can't imagine. And this is a story on a lonely island with some boy who found a way to become a lion. On our way to London, up on the tower, we would spend our nights and days burning the hours. Oh, I remember as I looked in the mirror, saw I was brave enough this time as I came nearer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Toying Around, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And we came in on Dragon by Built by Titan, featuring Skyborn. This one, from what I can tell, it looks like it's just by a YouTube subscriber. I don't know if this is actually a band or not. Do a Google search here.
I think so.
Built by Titan.
Yeah, it's a band.
Oh, it is a band. So, okay. So, we came in on Dragon by Built by Titan, featuring Skyborn. This looks like it's probably more than likely, if not from the last movie of How to Train Your Dragon, it was
made for it.
Yeah, kind of inspired by that movie for sure. So,
yeah,
So, Built by Titan, I had not heard of them before. I like their sound, though.
Yeah.
On this song, at least. So if you want to go out and look at some of their other stuff out there, be sure to look them up. You can look them up through your digital vendor of choice and find them on YouTube and find some stuff there as well. So very cool. Today's episode, we are going to be looking at the product called Dragamons.
Yep.
This is a trading card game collectible.
Yeah, it's got figures, trading card games, and a cartoon animating.
Yep, on YouTube it has a cartoon on there. Has 39 episodes now. They're
We watched 30 of them. And
yeah, but that does... Just,
that
we
was
did
about
watch
an hour
30.
And a half long. So.
Yeah, they're only about...
3 minutes?
Yeah, around 3 minutes long. So
yeah.
So you can go and find them up on their YouTube. It is produced by Spin Masters. It did come out in 2019, so that is kind of cool. This is the first series, as Logan and I have said time and time again on our collecting. We buy stuff that we really want full price, then the other stuff we kind of have to do on sales, and this one was one of those that kind of fell to the sell price. So
to be fair, it only fell fell twice.
It was from $4 basically down to $1.20.
yep.
So, and then we did buy a bigger case at full price,
one of the star things,
and we will do that one at another date and do a second shot of these. But there are over 70 dragons.
And
72, it says, I believe, in total.
70 plus.
So there's a lot of these, folks, and they're just little bitty dragons. We're going to kind of trade off opening these up. They come in eggs that you have to kind of break, and then there's supposed to be a card pack in here of different cards for the TCG.
Yep, so that's neat.
So who do you want to go first, Logan?
I think I'll go first.
You go ahead and open.
Maybe whoever gets the thing.
Oh, you're good. Go ahead. I'm just opening all of mine here at once. While you work on your one, I want to do this one. These are ones, the second series is out by now, folks. You could probably find them at your, I think we found these at Target. I don't know if they ever hit Walmart or not.
I don't think I ever saw them in Walmart.
No, I don't remember ever seeing them either. I did see some in Walgreens a couple of times. So if you have any of those stores around, or some of their affiliated stores, you might look at those and see. I got fingernails where Logan doesn't, so I'm already on my third box. But
This is just the
wrapper. He still got to tear into the box, which this is one of those where you're not going to be able to keep the box, folks.
It literally has a pull here and then
You gotta tear it up.
Yep. Yeah. Here's the battle card pack, which is a completely black pack. And apparently I got a green one.
A green one. And I think you kind of push in on the bottom and kind of crack it or slam it. There you go. You don't have to slam them very hard. Just kind of push down pretty hard and then just peel it up. So you can't even save the egg.
Ooh, no, you cannot. I was going to kind of try, but yeah, no, that does not work.
If you buy any of the, what is those ones that have the eggs?
The ones from way back when I was in grade or middle school?
No, they still have them now, but they're not dragons or something else. I can't remember what they are.
I'm not sure.
I wanted to say Little Pet Shop, but that's not it. I know that's not it.
Well, I got a...
You got a little stand.
Green kind of squat guy and a little stand with it that doesn't fit the guy, but whatever.
Does it not? Oh, okay. Don't know what that's for. Maybe it's like kind of like a counter for the game.
And let's see. A little battle card. It rips right off. That's nice. It would be horrible if it had a design on it that you wanted it to save, but that is nice.
Be sure to make sure your cards are down at the bottom when you rip them open.
Uh-huh.
Who's the main character card? Does that kind of tell you who you have, maybe?
Oh, Razorbark is who I have.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a... Oh, it does have... Oh, I think it might be... I got this is the Mystic version.
Checklist for the green Earth, whatever you want to call them.
And it does have the character card that I pulled.
Mm, that's what
Razorbark Mystic, which is actually one of the rare ones.
Cool.
Mystics. So
there
awesome.
You go. Logan got
find
a
the
one.
Legendary Mystics. Yeah, found one.
Right off the bat. Logan's good at that, folks.
Apparently. Uh-huh. It's got different effects.
So would you call that kind of like a, what kind of animal? Because these are not dragons. They're animals
with
mixed and as dragons. So this has two horns.
Some are just straight up dragons, but yeah.
True. That's cool looking.
Then we've got the other cards, like the Biter Bit, which has it's a shiny one with a purple dragon biting a blue dragon's tail in flight. And these are just straight up dragons. And Temporal Vortex, which has a blue dragon using confusion on a red dragon and a yellow dragon ignoring him with his eyes closed. Bring It to the Boil, which has a fire dragon boiling or at least heating up the water of water dragons in.
Okay.
Teeter Tatters, which has one of the skull dragon things getting launched off of Teeter Totter by one of the green dragons. And Stone's Throw, which has a black and orange kind of scorpion type dragon.
Cool.
Acting as a launch pad for a land-maned, pig-faced wind dragon against, looks like he has a sunflower as a main dragon.
Okay.
And you can only see the face of that guy.
Wait, so the dragon, oh, it's shiny.
Yeah.
You didn't say it was shiny.
Yeah, I did. It's the
first. Did you? I must have missed it.
Yeah, the Biter Bit.
Wow. Okay. The artwork on the cards is more reminiscent to probably the cartoon on YouTube. The character card is a little bit more,
serious looking?
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, serious looking.
Yeah.
Cool, you got a shiny. Oh, yeah. So they have shiny cards, folks.
Yeah, and I got a shiny figure, too.
Yeah,
that
you
was
got
just,
a shiny
wow.
figure, too. Oh, I got a
brownish
one. I wonder if this is a skeleton, maybe, or a rock.
It's either skeleton or rock. I'm not sure if they have skeletons. I'd assume so, but...
Let's see what we get here. Unless Logan's... Well, mine kind of wasn't too bad. And keep that one.
I tried to keep mine. That's why it was worse.
This is more like a regular dragon, but it's red.
Yeah.
It has long horns on top. It's just a normal dragon, so I got a normal dragon, folks. I don't know if it's special, though. I don't know how you would tell.
I think it's the clearness, but I'm not sure.
This is Tecton. He's from the Fire Tribe, and they give a checklist for
those.
That
did not look like a fire egg, so.
Not really.
And you do get to keep the top half of your egg.
Yeah, so you could use that in dioramas, maybe. Just put it upside down or on its side, if it's or like that. Or you can put it upside down, because this one's still pretty secure. But yeah, the character card is Tecton Mystic, so that's cool.
So apparently we've both got Mystic so far. That's just weird.
I got the Biter Bit again, and shiny.
That's
Illusion Confusion, which has a lot of the fire dragons rushing at you, about three of them.
Uh-huh.
Double Trouble, which has a lion-type dragon with a red and yellow mane and a big yellow tail besides the dragon tail.
The guy was saying had looked like a sunflower thing around
okay.
Because you could only see the face in that previous one.
We got Pressure Boost, which has, I'm not sure what type of dragon that is. Maybe a rock dragon or a fire again. And then Spectral Stampede, which actually has one of the skeleton dragons with some ghost ones beside it as well.
Nice. I think we actually saw that in the cartoon. We saw them use this one.
So that's my pack. So that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, you don't only get just the figure, but you also get
cards
as well for the game.
I got another one like yours.
Oh, maybe it's a different dragon, though.
Yeah, it's a bit more dark than yellow, so. And I'll go ahead and do that. Okay.
Come in. There. Logan knocking. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And these are maybe 1 to 2 inches tall.
Yeah, they're small.
They're pretty small. So there'll be like mini figs.
I have a feeling this was ground.
Logan's still digging it out.
Ooh, did we get another mystic?
That's cool. I have no clue.
He's got, is this the leader?
Of the rock?
From the cartoon? I think it might be.
Looks like him.
Yeah, he's got the little clear armored things.
Yeah.
Did we literally get all mystics?
I don't know.
So that's kind of weird.
I guess if they're kind of clearish looking, they're the mystics.
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is Gorgor. And it's one that has common and mystic forms. Yep, mystic Gorgor.
So 3 mystics in a row. Wow.
To be fair, this is a rare mystic instead of a legendary mystic, so there's apparently a difference in that.
Let's see what the others say. Mystics, yeah. My Tecton just says mystic on it.
Look at the
razor bar.
Look at the F.
Oh, the...
Like, this is the stone scale thing. It has them in blue and gray, which is common and rare.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
And
then there's gold for legendary. You have to look at the clan card.
I see. So your first one... What was your first one? Can't remember now. Razor bark. He's just a rare.
Uh-huh.
You said yours up there was what?
Rare.
What's mine? Let me find my card. I'm curious now. Mine was Tecton. Ooh, it's legendary.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we got shootings. Wait. Huh. Didn't actually get a shiny card this time.
Wow. Well, see. So we don't always get shiny cards.
Yep. And when we do, it's the same one. Shooting Spout, which has a blue dragon having a big skeletal dragon getting caught in a water tornado. Hydro Drill, which is basically the iconic move for water dragons.
True.
With a mustache dragon and a
mustachio
tornado thing getting ready to launch it.
Gotta dig my mustachio.
Mm-hmm. Earthquaker, which has
that guy's Gorgons. Yeah, I think so.
The guy I just pulled
Gorgor.
Using a earthquake against a skull dragon.
Cool.
Enemy Venom, which has a griffin being hit by venom.
Okay.
Yes, it's a griffin. I'm not sure. What? Poison Rain, which has a his face looks like they crossed Bentley and Murray's from Sly Cooper, and he's got green wings and blue green fur. Getting hit by a lizard, red lizard like dragon that's in a tree.
Cool. Okay. Pretty cool. I'll put those in this stack here, and I get to open my next one.
Yep.
While Logan starts peeling his plastic off his.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that for now. Again, this one looks like fire. Fire. Ooh, that one crushed real good.
Yeah, we're gonna need to sweep this up.
Yeah, we might have to sweep it up afterwards. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
We actually got a non-mystic one.
Looks like it. Let's see what we actually pulled here. See if it tells us in here. What one did we pull? This is Fyra. That's the lead of the fire with the team, isn't it?
Yeah, Fyra? I think so.
So that's
Fyra. But she was a mystic in the show.
True. She's just a common. She's just common.
So. Yeah, if it's not mystic, it's common. I know that much.
And then we have Blaze of Fury, which has 3 dragons shooting fire from their mouth, which is pretty normal. Hydraulic Headbutt, which is another move that the water dragons use. Pretty common. Pinwheel. This is part of the green ones. I don't know what's...
Yeah.
Maybe they're just spinning real fast. Downstream, which is poison. Looks like it has the kind of a bird type crane. Type? I don't know. Oh, you notice the backs. Depending on what type they are, the backs are different colored. Poison
That's
is
neat.
Purple. And we have Alone in the Dark, which is a skeleton one.
Which is
so
gray.
It has kind of grayish, the green.
Yeah.
For
nice.
Leaf is green. So I'm assuming these two.
Blue
and red.
Nice.
Is that all of them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're missing one.
Earth, right?
Or? Earth, probably. And it's kind of yellowish.
Nice.
So So cool. That's a neat way of doing it. No shiny one in that one either, folks. Yeah. So.
And the back of the
is just a
dragon cards are another part of the dragon cards.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. It's double sided.
Yeah, I think it's either in ranged or wounded, possibly only versus the special ones. So probably... this one's versus blue.
Okay, cool.
Oh no, it's versus blue. It gets power boost.
Okay,
which makes very little sense because this is the red one we got.
Who knows. Let's see. This is your last one. We only have six of these, folks. So Logan's on his third one. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do my last one, and that'll be it for this go round.
Looks like this one's another fire type.
Another fire.
Hopefully. You can see the little,
button crack to push down. Yeah.
And that button, yeah.
So cool. Dude, Logan's just crushing his. that's part of the fun of this too, folks. Is it's meant to be crushed. Oh, we got a
griffin.
With cool. So another different one.
Snake bottom.
So we've got five different characters and no copies. Figurines. The one shiny card we get is a duplicate, so that's kind of
But
that's all right.
Well, we've got one left to get other things too. So
true.
Maybe we'll get a skeleton type.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
And we get to actually see the name they gave him, because there's like Firewing or Stoneclaw or Slive in him.
Kind of cool. Cool names to him.
This one's Cinder.
Oh, I think it's just a common, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Yep, just a common.
And yeah, there's a purple one that's called Spinox, too. But
And on the back of the checklist cards that tell you which tribes and what, there's like, you know, free app. So you can download a free app to your cell phone as well if you want to.
Mm-hmm. You got another temporal vortex. Rabid response, which has the Earth Leader punching something. Licked Up, which has a frog-type dragon licking a red one, I think Fyra. Mm. Alone in the Dark again.
Okay.
And Cannon of Doom, which has a skeleton dragon holding a skeleton cannon shooting a purple laser out of it, which is awesome.
Cool. Oh, we have a couple of duplicates and a couple of new ones. So that's cool. I'm just going to put them all there since there's so few. Not too many. One of the other reasons we got this is, of course, we've always said Logan likes collecting the trading card games.
Yeah, and the dragons.
And this just gives, and the dragons. He does love dragons as well. But so this combines two loves for him. But it's kind of, he likes to get samples of different varieties of trading cards. And we'll be showing you some of that in the gameplay. But because this actually came with a figurine, we wanted to put this under Toying Around, even though it is a trading card game as well.
Yep, it's also got an anime.
Ooh, this is a different egg.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, that looks poisonous.
Yeah, it does.
Purple and blue.
See how poisonous we are. Oh, it's a two-headed dragon that looks that has hoods like a cobra.
Oh, neat.
So that's kind of different.
Nice.
Now let's look at the cards and see who we have.
It's a common. We know that because it's not
true.
See-through.
And this is the first poison we've gotten. And this is Vinix. Kind of a cool-looking card. No shiny card. Oh, man. But we did, I think, get some different ones. We have Clawback, which has some of the bone dragons, and another one as well called Roll the Bones. So you know that one's a bone one. And then we have Hydraulic Headbutt again, so that's another duplicate. We have Enemy Venom, which I think you said you had, didn't you?
Yep.
Okay.
So I recognize it.
And then Jetstream. Yeah. Or I almost have a feeling that maybe the water dragon is shooting the different dragon
At
the other enemy to kind of get speed up.
Looks like it.
So that is kind of fun. So you kind of get a collectible as well as the collectible cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can salvage the eggs, the top parts of them anyway, and put them in like a diorama setting.
Yep. And Dad did much better than me at salvaging the eggs. So.
Well, you can probably tear off some of that and maybe put it. And if it's kind of at an angle, you see this one's at an angle.
Yeah.
So just see what it looks like when you put it down. Oh, Logan's getting fancy. There you go. That works. See? But you'll see these when we put them up to take a picture of. So you can see those, the ones that we got. I think because we only got six, we're just going to just take a picture of all six and just have fun. We'll probably figure out how to do that, and that'll be our cover art for when you go to our website for this episode. As I said, we do have a big package that we bought early on. I can't remember if Logan bought that himself or if I bought it for him his birthday. I can't remember.
Okay, bought it. I'm not sure either.
Possible. It's been a while.
Yeah.
That was when we were in the process of moving everything, so that's how long we've had these.
Yeah.
Now, the six singles, they are fairly recent by about 3 months because I found them on clearance at Target. And I got 6 of them out of the 14 that they had. Of course, when you go back, they're sold out, but that's all right. Yep. We got a sampling. If we find others in garage sales or something like that, we'll pick them up that way too, because Logan and I always enjoy doing that as well.
Mm-hmm. Garage sales are fine.
But as I said, they're still out there. You can get the second series now. That is available. The first one, you might have to, like we said, go to either garage sales or find them on eBay, see what they got. But I think that's it. We're out of packages. Oh, bummer. Yep. Bummer, man. Bummer. It's fun. And these are blind bag, too. When you open up the packages, they're still in the egg, and your cards are in a black package.
Yep.
So that's different. They're all blind bagged.
Kind of weird that one of the ones that looks like they're earth was a fire one.
That's true. That is true. But oh, well, who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, like I said, we are going out on the intro song for the Dragamons
series.
Which cartoon series is
real short.
Yeah, very, very short, so it won't take long to get through
that. It's an intro to a 3-minute video, which they only occasionally have the outro to, which is basically just the first bit of the intro.
Yeah, but other than that, check out their YouTube channel. You can get the episodes there.
We went in looking to check out what the opening was and then ended up watching 30 of the episodes. So.
True. And it's kind of cute. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. The animation style is kind of what's on the cards.
Yeah.
Now, the character cards are a little bit more serious. Seriously drawn. But what's on the regular cards, that's kind of the animation.
You can see that actually being in the show, basically.
And it's kind of simplistic looking drawing because it's not detailed, it's more cartoony. That's how I look at it. But cartoony is not simple by any means. It still takes a lot to do that.
Yep.
It's a specific style, and if you don't know how to draw that style, you're as lost as if you're drawing something that's great and realistic looking.
And some of the episodes to me felt like they could have been basically fused to make episodes of a normal sort.
Definitely. And they might fuse them all together at the end just to make it maybe like a movie type deal, or even if it's just on YouTube.
Yeah, we got through an hour and a half, and that was basically...
Yeah.
They've got 2 out of 3 recruits to do their main mission, and that's...
And that's it so far. So, and they're still going. They're still doing it.
Yep.
So.
They need to get one recruit and get a thing to the center of the island while there's the skeleton guys trying to make trouble.
The crystal. So in essence, this has 3 loves, you could say. You have dragons with the minifigures, the trading card game aspect of it, and the animation aspect of it. So there's 3 ways to do it. But anyway, let's get this queued up. We'll get ready to go. We've been having fun. We hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us talk about our little bitty dragons. So
they are small.
They are small. But we'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Live. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.